The Christian Legacy Plan. Let's talk today about what your plan is going to be. So the first thing that you want to do in any plan is to have a vision and to really write down, this is what I want you to do. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to focus at the end in mind. You know, I've had many people in the past say things like, for example, the coach that I had said at one time, this could be your last game ever. And, you know, thinking about that, that really helped to inspire and motivate to get to a next level. So what I want you to do is I want you to focus on these questions. Here are the questions for you. What does it mean to have a Christ-centered legacy? What do you want to be remembered for? Who do you want to be remembered by? Basically, what you're going to want to do is take out a pen and paper and hopefully have a notebook. Just call it your legacy planner. And at some point, I really want to create a legacy planner for Christian dads, Christian entrepreneurs, just Christian men in general, about how to organize their life so that they have their priorities straight and they don't, you know, lose out in one area. I think that happens with many men that try to do it all. We try to be superhuman and we forget to focus on our priorities and having our priorities straight. You know, I have a Christian planner that I really, really love, and I use it. I think that, you know, there's got to be a way to focus on the end in mind and have our legacy written down. I think it's really going to help inspire you to be at a new level and to get you to where you want to go. And it's going to have prayers, it's going to have devotions, it's going to have all these things. But that's what I want you to create on your own, is what does the end look like? Some say, you know, write your obituary. I don't like to look at it morbid like that, but write out your legacy. Write out how your legacy is going to look when you are no longer here. And remember, our legacy here is just preparing us for our legacy in heaven. It's just preparing us for what we're going to do and be. That's why, you know, the bad things that happen, and we know that sin's in the world, we can't stop that, but we know that our challenges will make heaven even better. And not that we should focus on our challenges in so much, we should focus on our solutions and pray to God and find the solutions to our problem and work from our skills. You know, it was the great Jim Rohn who said, he said, don't wish for less problems, wish that you were better. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. It might have been Zig Ziglar. It doesn't really matter. They both were Christian men. So there you go again. And a lot of times in our society today, a lot of people just assume that people were Christian men and women. But nowadays, we have to really look at who the Christians are and who aren't, and how to focus on being our absolute best. That's what the Legacy Christian Plan is all about. And it's about spreading the gospel and telling others about it in our business, in our careers, and in our lives. So step one, write out your legacy plan with the end in mind and then reverse engineer it back to where you are today. What does that look like? You know, when I turned 40, I realized very quickly that I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish. So I'm on fire, and I believe that that's the Holy Spirit. It's also my decision. We have to understand that, you know, God gives us tools and people and things to, gives us the abilities and gifts, and we need to recognize those gifts and go out there and search for those gifts and work on those gifts. You know, a lot of people are like, well, Michael Jordan, this, that, and the other, he was born that way, and he was just born great at basketball. And I've never found somebody that was born fit. You know, the truth of the matter is, you work on these things. You may, you know, God gives you the talents and the abilities to work on these things, but if you don't work on these things, you'll never be great. If you do, your chances of being great are much more, are much better, are much higher. So that's my hope and my prayer for you today. I'm actually going to say a little prayer right now. As dear Lord, the listener, I ask that you will give them strength and power wherever they are in life to start creating their legacy, getting their priorities straight and focusing on you as the center of their legacy. The first step now is to get a plan down on paper, write down the questions that are important to them, write down their legacy plan and how the end looks, what they want to be remembered for, how they want to be remembered as you at the center, their prayers, their their philosophy of life and how they want to be remembered for. You know, I don't want to be the person that is remembered for just working. Even though I think that we should be remembered for working hard and working for the Lord, the Bible says that work as you are working for the Lord, no matter what it is that you are doing. And I take that to heart, and I hope you will as well. In the end, though, it starts with a Christian legacy plan, and I hope and I pray that you'll get started on this today.